So our first guest is Dan Ward. Dan's an interesting guy who's written a fascinating book. Dan served for more than 20 years as an acquisition officer in the U.S. Air Force, where he led technology development programs. He retired from the U.S. Air Force at the rank of lieutenant colonel and is now a consultant and author. His latest book is called The Simplicity Cycle, a field guide to making things better without making them worse. Well, so take us through the basic argument, the thesis of the book.
Simplicity is an important component of innovation, of creativity. But in fact, interestingly, the most important line in the whole book is that simplicity is not the point. Simplicity is good. Complexity also has goodness. Complexity adds flavor, like you mentioned, with vodka or coffee or chocolate or wine. I mean, pick your food stuff. But the objective of the book is to help people make good decisions about complexity. And sometimes that means making things more complicated. Sometimes that means making things less complicated. And so telling when to do those things and then sort of talking about how do we do those things.
You know, the message in the book didn't come through to me until around page 75, 76, where you talk about the elegance paradox. Can you take our listeners through the elegance paradox?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, the interesting thing about simplicity is that a lot of times when you finally arrive at that very simple, elegant, streamlined solution, a lot of times it looks like you didn't do much work. Because there's sort of that messy middle, the big creative process where we experiment and we try different things. All that work a lot of times is invisible to the final customer. Oftentimes we want to make our effort be recognized. We want our effort to be appreciated. We want people to know, hey, I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this thing. And so one of the ways we do that is by including complexity in our designs and our products and our stuff that we make as a way to show, hey, I did work. Because complexity looks like work. But the elegant paradox, or the elegance paradox, is that while complexity looks like work, complexity in our final product often is a sign that we didn't do enough work, that we didn't do the work of simplifying, of streamlining, of trimming things out. It can be a challenge to come up with something that really is streamlined, elegant, and effective. That's the hard work, but oftentimes it looks easier than it was.
Can we systematize this in some way? If I'm a manager listening, I'm thinking, yes, I want to get past that point of complexity to that elegant simplicity, and I want my teams to do that. How can we make that part of our innovation process?
Oh, absolutely. And both as an active duty Air Force officer leading, you know, big technology programs, and now as a consultant working with a variety of different clients, in large part what I do is introduce this diagram, and we use it as a kind of a visual vocabulary for having conversations about complexity. A lot of times we get wrapped around the axle where one person says simple, but what they mean is easy. Somebody else says simple, but what they mean is not complicated. And ease and non-complexity, those are two very different topics.
Tell us the coffee face experiment.
Right. So, for example, I write about it in the book. I said, take a hot cup of coffee and...
Okay, I'm going to do this while you tell it.
Yes, yeah, I'll walk you through it. So you take a really hot cup of coffee and you tilt your head back and you balance it on your nose. Okay, it's a very simple exercise, but it's not easy to balance a hot cup of coffee on your face. We wouldn't recommend actually doing that. Of course, you end up with a lap or a face full of scalding coffee. So that's just a very simple example of the difficulty associated sometimes with simplicity. It only has two elements, your face and a cup of coffee. But I wouldn't recommend it because it's very hard to do. Similarly, having these conversations about simplicity can be very difficult to do because simple means so many different things. And there's so much baggage associated with words like simple and complex. So with the diagram that I write about in the book, it sort of allows us to have these important conversations without all of that baggage. It lets us have these conversations in a way that is, visual and graphical, and you sort of stand up by the whiteboard and you draw a line and you say, I think we're here and we need to go there.
Well, sorry, Dan, take us through the diagram. We haven't really described it to our listeners yet.
Yeah, it's always a little tricky to do this without visuals, but basically it's an XY axis with simplicity going up and down and goodness going right and left. And the idea is from the lower left corner, where complexity and simplicity are both low, as we go through a design process, we begin to add new pieces, parts, and functions, so it gets more complicated and it also gets better. So you're moving sort of up and to the right. At some point, we hit a critical mass of complexity in the middle of the chart where any additional increases in complexity, any new pieces and parts that we introduce, actually make it worse. So the curve ends up bending to the, or the line bends to the left, where now complexity is increasing, but goodness is decreasing. So we're getting more complicated and we're getting worse. Instead of heading in that direction, what we want to do from that central point in this chart, we want to move down and to the right. So in the direction of less complexity, more goodness. So simplifying and streamlining as a way to improve the thing that, that we're working on.